John, it was a fast, frenetic opening with two goals, a game which spilt over perhaps towards the end. What was your reaction to the 90 minutes?
I thought that we started really well. We knew what they'd be. They need a result. I knew they'd be on the front foot. We knew we'd play over the press, which we did really well and got the goal from it, similar to last week. After that, we got the goal. Then I thought, I don't know why the mindset is we can just then play. I think we're still in that first 15-minute period where they're not going to sit back after going 1-0 down. They're going to come even more on the front foot. So play beyond their energy and don't give them a chance to get back in the game. That's me. I think that 10-minute period after the first goal, I've just said to the lads, that's where you've got to get better at. As a group, you have to make sure that you're resolute and you don't concede in that 10-minute period, because then suddenly that quietens them, but then gave them the momentum. In a way, it backfired the fact we got the first goal. They got the goal, which gave them momentum to kick on, but it's the 10-minute period after that first goal where we should manage it better. And as a group, they have to have a good think about that. And if that happens again, they have to manage it better.
So things to learn, certainly, from going ahead then. But you had chances in that first half. Osthuma, Bakayoko, Morris off the line as well.
Yeah, it was always going to be a real tight game. It was going to be a scrappy game. We knew that Jimmy would get in our faces and stop us playing. He'd try and stop us getting any fluidity to our play. And we knew we had to be similar to Scunthorpe and scrap where we needed to be and recognise when it was on to play. It was a very, very tight game. But we're still here with a defeat. So, obviously, it's... No arguments with Amos sending off either. I think that's a sending off. I think our discipline today was really poor. But too many free kicks, too many silly, stupid fouls, and it stops momentum and it just plays into their hands for me.
Because it did really sort of spill over towards the end with Bakayoko sliding in. I don't recall a red card this season. It's very unlike your team.
Yeah, it's one. He hasn't really caught him. It's not really dangerous. He's done it quite a few times. But you've got to get the ball. I think if you're going to commit that way, you have to win the ball. So it's a little bit of naivety for me from Amma. And he's punished now because we're losing for three games. So we'll swallow that. And I can't do it. I've no arguments with the referee. I thought it was a sending off.
Is Mark Gillespie, your keeper, disappointed with either of the goals?
I haven't looked down. Man, I haven't spoken to Mark. I'll let Kutz analyse that with him. I'll continue on the outfield plays and let Kutz analyse it. I'll have a look and we'll analyse it on Monday. But I just thought after the kind of lead we got and the start we got, especially the mindset that Northampton are in at the moment, that period after that first goal is the important one for me, and we didn't manage it well enough.
In terms of the second half as well, having been up against a team that are second bottom and maybe with fragile confidence, did you feel you tested the keeper enough in that second period? Leahy had a shot wide, Osthuma with a free kick from an acute angle, but not a lot else in terms of, for Cornell, anything to do?
No, but they've got something to hang on to. They've got a lifeline. Jimmy's got himself a lifeline with the 2-1, so they can kill it. They can stop us getting momentum. They can take the time on throw-ins, the stuff that you manage games. I thought O'Toole was excellent for them today. I thought he bossed it for me. His experience told today. And they're always it's difficult 2-1 because they're going to sit in. You're not going to be able to hit him on the counter-attack because there's no space to hit. Wasn't through lack of effort, but decision-making let us down today, I thought.
It's frustrating now that you have to build this momentum up again, having had such a great period with three wins on the bounce.
Yeah, we've just said that. I think Rochdale will be similar. They'll watch that today and they'll be high energy and they'll put us under pressure. So we have to remember that feeling we've got, how it hurts, and then make sure when something similar happens next week, we manage it better. And that's all we can do. So, yeah, I've got no arguments with anyone from today.
And then just to add to Bakayoko's suspension, real heartbreak for Florent Cuvelier in the first half. Can you give any sort of early analysis for Cuvelier?
I thought it was a really bad tackle. I thought the referee should have booked the lad at least, but I thought the referee got the big decision right at the end, but I thought he should have set his stall out early on with that one. I thought that was a bit of a reckless tackle, as bad as Amers. But early in games you don't seem to get them decisions, do you? And I feel for Flo, and a lot's been said, and my thoughts tonight are with Flo Cuvelier, really, above anything else. We're just hoping it's nothing too sinister, but we'll see how it is over the next few days and we'll assess it again on Monday.
It's not the calf or hamstring, is it?
Like, no, it's the knee. It's something in the knee. So I've watched it back. It was a nasty challenge, yeah. Reckless challenge. Should have been punished, but that's life, isn't it? I'll concentrate on my job and hopefully other people will concentrate on theirs.
But obviously sending off is what Amma's going to be remembered for probably, but I thought first off in particular he was excellent, the way he held the ball, physical presence.
I thought him and Osthuma, again, the same energy as last week. Other areas weren't as good. I said that you can't have three or four out of fives and expect to come here and win. 4 out of 10, sorry, expect to come and win, whereas last week we had 7, 8 out of 10. So I think I look at certain individuals, I think we were poor, way below par, a couple of us today.